Over the years, one of the questions I've been asked from local businesses is, well, we're based in this town, but we want to service all the towns around our town as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just here. We're not going to set locations up everywhere. So what's the sort of mindset behind that? Because I know years back, you could, you know, like geographical duplicate pages and that, they work fine. But with Google now, you know, being very much localized and centric, it depends exactly where they're searching from. Is where would you tackle that? Where would you come from?
So I think the way I would tackle it to start would be to understand which of those markets are more valuable than others. So, and I would do that via AdWords. I would start a small campaign targeting those markets, figure out which keywords people are looking for and which of those markets are most easy to compete in and most profitable. Pick a couple of those. Once you've learned that, I'd shut off the AdWords campaign and then decide what you need to do in those markets. If it's really a profitable market, then bite the bullet and open a location, for Christ's sakes. You know what I mean? If you really want the business in that market and the AdWords campaign indicates it's really profitable, then do what you have to do and start a new location there. But shy of starting a new location, I would create web pages around the keywords and the locations for those markets and do everything you can to get them to rank, and see if you can get some organic success. Get some conversions through organic success and perhaps supplement that organic success with AdWords in those ones that turn out to be profitable. But not all of these tangential markets are going to be that profitable. And so you need to sort of choose your battles and you need to do, I think, with data, which is why I would start with AdWords, target these zip codes, see which ones are good. If they're really, really good, bite the bullet and invest with a location so that you get the benefit of both local and organic. If they're just, you still want to experiment, then pick the higher ranking ones and do some web pages and target them that way and perhaps AdWords, see where you go with it.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.